And they'll be kicking from right to left on your radio dial.
And we're ready for some high school football. Back deep to receive for the Nowata Ironman will be Wyatt Sanders here on the near side and Zen Callahan on the far side. And I'm proud to turn over the microphone to my friend and voice of the Nowata Ironman and the fifth member of KISS, Adam Hooper.
There's a kick. It's a short kick. It is Zen Callahan with it. Runs to the 30 and to the left side of the 33-yard line. And so that is where Nowata will begin offensively, first and 10. As underway here, 11:50 to go in the opening quarter, and no score. So they'll spot the ball at Nowata's 33-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Get a great crowd here tonight for homecoming 2015.
Casey Armstrong downfield for the Oklahoma Union kick cover team and making the stop there on Zen Callahan. Be interesting to see how the Ironmen come out this first drive, Adam.
So it'll be first and 10 for Nowata. They'll have a receiver on the left side. Cody Smith, the starting quarterback, in a shotgun formation. Callahan in motion. They're going to do a reverse. It'll be a reverse play. Ethan Foster finds a wide open. Wyatt Sanders, and he had it, and he dropped it incomplete. It'll be second and 10. Boy, a little trickery there for the Ironmen. It just didn't work.
Well, they pitched the ball as though it were going to be that jet sweep to Tim Callahan, who in turn pitched it to Ethan Foster coming back to the right. He had Wyatt Sanders or Petey Knight. They could have took one another into the end zone. They were both wide open.
Second and 10, again from Nowata's 33-yard line, a receiver on the right side. Cody Smith in a shotgun formation. And Cody now going back to pass, rolls to his right, still rolling. Now throws to the middle, caught. Now it's actually dropped, incomplete. Again, Wyatt Sanders was the intended receiver.
And that's we've watched Wyatt for the last couple of years, Adam, and that's highly unlike him. He usually has hands of glue, and tonight he's looked two into his hands and dropped them both. And unfortunately for the Ironman offense, that brings up third and 10. That has to put a little fire in the belly of this Oklahoma Union Cougar defense.
This is something they kind of needed right now. Two wide receivers to the right. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Callahan in motion. And they'll give the handoff to Wyatt Sanders. Run the hole to the 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. He's gone. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. Wyatt Sanders on a 67-yard run right down the middle, and Nowata strikes first with 11:26 to go in the first quarter.
Wow, Hoop.
We got a flag on the play at the 15-yard line. The touchdown is good after the play, personal foul against Nowata.
Well, I'll tell you what, Adam. Wyatt Sanders certainly made up for those two drop passes with that exciting run. Just right up the gut. They faked the flip pitch, ran a little wing back reverse to the inside from left to right, and he took it right down central and outran everybody to the house, taking it in for 6 points. That a drive that took all of 34 seconds and three plays for the Mighty Ironman.
That is his second rushing touchdown of the year for Mr. Wyatt Sanders. So after the play was over, the personal fouls put the ball at the 15-yard line. I'm not sure what the personal foul was, but it was after the play was over. But I didn't see anything unusual.
Well, and to me, it looks like it wouldn't be at the 15. They'd go from the 3 and mark this off on the kickoff, I believe. We're going to look at here. Personal foul against the Ironman. There's a signal. They're going to put it on the kickoff.
On the kickoff, so it'll be a usual extra point try for T.J. Donaldson now. With 11:26 to go in the first quarter, 6-0 Nowata. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. Looks like Nowata is going to be lined up to go for two, and they will. They spread everybody out. Smith in a shotgun formation. Smith hands it off to
Petey Knight.
To Petey Knight. It looks like he's still rumbling and stumbling in there. Did he cross it? He did. Petey Knight on the two-point conversion, 3 yards out, and the run is good. Timeout on the field, 11:26 to go in the first quarter, and your score, Nowata 8 and Oklahoma Union nothing. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country, K-Rig. yards after first two plays were incomplete passes, but on third and 10, it was Wyatt Sanders on a 67-yard run all the way to the end zone, and Nowata takes the lead 8-0.
Well, Adam, the Army got exactly what they wanted on that play when they faked the pitch to Zen Callahan to the left. Linebackers and safeties both went with him, and by the time they brought it back and pulled the guard and brought Wyatt up the middle, there was nobody home, and all he had to do was run through the green grass and into the end zone for the Ironman. Showed great speed and elusiveness on that run. Looks like T.J. Donaldson is going to tee it up for the Ironman.
As a matter of fact, speaking of T.J. Donaldson, he had a pretty good day the other he had a pretty good night at Commerce. And again, T.J. back to kick things off from Nowata's 25-yard line after that 15-yard personal foul called that was made after the touchdown. Here's a kick, a line drive kick.
Good kick.
And it's a nice kickoff. And there to make the return. Going to get it at the 20 to the 25. Ball's loose, I think. Now that he got it right there. But there to make the return is going to be Logan Johnson, who is the starting quarterback.
And it's like hustling down on the kickoff coverage was Armando Covarrubias. I've been trying to work on that all week in case I had to call his name. Armando hustling down to make the stop at the 26-yard line, and that's where Oklahoma Union will set up shop.
So first and 10 from Oklahoma Union's 26-yard line. See if they can respond after Nowata scores first on their opening drive. Justin Lundy under center. They'll send three wide receivers, two on the right, one on the left. Lundy, here's the snap, actually. Boom, down he goes at the 24-yard line on the carry. And Logan Johnson was the carrier, and good job there by the front four of Nowata's defense. I think Petey Knight there with the stop.
Yeah, he came on a blitz right up the middle at him, and they couldn't block him. He almost took the handoff. If he could have got it, he'd have gone the other way for six.
So it'll be second and 11, ball to 25-yard line. Get a shotgun formation now for Lundy. Lundy hands it off again and won't go anywhere. That is Logan Johnson again.
And I think he
may have lost a yard there.
I think he got right back to the 25 there.
And again, great tackle. Jacob Barnes was the first to get him.
Yeah, nothing doing in that middle of the Ironman line with Jacob Barnes, Petey Knight, Lucas Owens, and over here on the near end is Jackson Straw.
So it'll be third and 11, ball at the 25-yard line in Oklahoma Union's territory. They'll send four wide receivers this time, two on each side. Get a shotgun formation for Lundy. Man in motion, that's Cameron McCune. Now Lundy goes back to pass, and a pass incomplete. He barely got rid of that football. And boy, he got rushed there in a hurry as Jackson Straw was the first to get him.
Yeah, Jackson Straw and Lucas Owens, both coming from their end positions on defense, just met at the quarterback, Adam. Fourth and 11, and that's going to send Wyatt Sanders back to about the 50-yard line.
Looks like to punt on this play. Looks like Danny Fogarty. Now the snap. Here comes the pressure and gets it off. A spiring kick. And they're going to let that ball go. Takes an Oklahoma Union bounce to the 41-yard line. So that is where the Ironmen will start. First and 10 actually from their own 40. With 9:47 to go in the first quarter. 8-0 favor of the Ironmen. And your scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
Wasn't a great kick, but it hit and took a nice roll for the Cougars. See what the Ironman came out slinging the ball the first two plays of that first drive. See what they do here.
Cuddy Smith in a shotgun formation. Three wide receivers, two on the right, one on the left. A screen pass to Sanders off his fingertips, incomplete. It'll make it second and 10. That's the third drop pass for Wyatt Sanders.
Adam, that play didn't even look good, did it?
No, it didn't. From the start, it didn't look good at all. The pass probably was a little bit high for Wyatt. And now Cody Smith 0-3 passing.
I think the thing that got me is Wyatt almost looked surprised to be on the receiving end of that pass.
Yeah.
When he looked up. We got Archie Agnew in the game now, and he's split out wide to the right for the Ironman.
So it'll be second and 10. A receiver to the right. Sanders gets the pitch. He'll sweep to the left of the 40, to the 45, down at the 47-yard line. Looks like they're on the stop for Oklahoma Union. Cannon McCune there on the stop. That will make it third down and about three.
Tell you what, Wyatt gets up to top speed in a hurry, doesn't he?
He does.
He has very quick acceleration once he gets that ball in his hands. Ethan Foster brings a play in from the sideline for the Ironman. Kind of a big play here for this Cougar defense. They don't want to give up any more points and like to keep the Ironman behind the sticks.
A receiver to the left side, now a receiver to the right. Third and three from Nowata's 47-yard line. And the ball is loose. Terrell Collins, the snap was not even that clean. And somehow Collins gets back to the original yard of scrimmage. Again, it was just a mix-up on the handoff. And it looks like he lost a yard. They'll make it fourth and four from the 46-yard line.
Well, it almost looked like Terrell was to come across the formation and take that snap directly in front of Cody. Little razzle-dazzle, but it was mostly fizzle.
Looks like Nutwater is going to go for it here on fourth and four. Now wing T formation. Sanders in motion. The handoff to Collins. Big hole to the 50. Crosses to Cougar territory to the 46-yard line. And enough for an Ironman first down.
And Terrell showing that excellent power that he has in his legs. Rolling forward and picking up the Ironman's first down of this young game. Hey, the Tip-In Club wanted us to know that they've already sold out of all their burgers and pulled pork sandwiches, so we were fortunate.
Wow.
200 of those rascals.
Wow. What a great job there for the Nowata Tip-In Club. By the way, thank you for them for the hamburgers tonight.
You betcha.
First and 10 from Oklahoma Union's 46-yard line. Two wide receivers to the right. Smith now going back to pass. Now he'll throw to the right side. The pass is incomplete. Archie Agnew was the intended receiver, but he was double-teamed there. Along a couple of Cougar players were around him. It'll be second and 10.
Adam, Archie had a step on those guys, and I don't sound derogatory to our boys tonight, but I don't think they could catch a cold. That's four passes that's hit him right in the hands tonight. It's just unbelievable.
And the passes haven't been that bad.
Oh, no. If they hit you in the hands, our coaches said, you better catch them if they hit you in the hands.
You're going to have to catch some of those plays here in other games to come. They're going to pitch it to Zen Callahan on the right side. He's met up immediately at the 47-yard line. Colton Armstrong was the first to get him.
Yeah, and I think Jacob Auer also there on the tackle. Just nothing doing there for Zen.
Actually, lost a one. It'll be third and 11 now from Oklahoma Union's 47-yard line.
You know, Cody has had quite a bit of time in the pocket tonight. He's not had a serious rush. And just apparently they saw something on tape they thought they could take advantage of in the passing game.
Third and 11 from the 47-yard line. Two wide receivers, one on each end. Now Callahan runs in motion to the left. Play action, Smith. He'll throw down in the field. It's caught at the 30 to the 25 to the 24-yard line. That's Wyatt Sanders on his first reception of the night. And again, an Ironman first down.
And that's the Wyatt Sanders that we're used to seeing right there, a 24-yard catch. First down for the Ironman, their second of the evening. And the Ironman appear to be knocking on the door again.
Clock rolling under 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 8-0 favor of Nowata. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. Two wide receivers to the right and a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Smith now hands it off to Collins. Runs to the left to the 20. Breaks one tackle to the 15. Down to the 13-yard line. And a tackle. Looks like that Ike House, the strong safety for makes that stop, and that's enough for an arm and first down.
That's a good strong run by Terrell tonight. That he gets into that second level to the linebackers and just passes him up and forces the defensive backs to come up and make the stop, but not before he gained 12 yards.
Two wide receivers, one on each end, on a first and 10 from Oklahoma Union's 14-yard line. Ball is loose. Smith does pick it up. Have to throw it, and he does. It's caught at the 11-yard line. Wyatt Sanders. So there on the stop, Craig Owens for Oklahoma Union. But that snap was a little bit low, and Cody Smith somehow picked it up and got rid of the football, but he found Wyatt Sanders on a short game, just a gain of one.
Give credit to Cody to keep his composure and find a receiver.
So second and nine now from Oklahoma Union's 13-yard line, and a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. This time they'll send a receiver to the right. Callahan in motion. They'll hand it off to Terrell Collins. Breaks one tackle to the 10, to the 5. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. Terrell Collins on a 13-yard run to the middle, and Nowata increases their lead by the score of 14-0. For current Terrell Collins, it is his 7th rushing touchdown of the season.
And Terrell started out left on that play and saw a crease back to the right, cut back against the grain, and waltzed it into the end zone for 6 points.
T.J. Donaldson will now attempt the extra point. Low snap, and the kick is blocked. So the point after is no good. So timeout on the field. 5:24 to go in the first quarter. It's Nowata 14 and Oklahoma Union nothing. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
Turn down for what? Turn down for what?
Well, it took nearly 4 minutes on that drive, and Terrell Collins on a 13-yard run on 10 plays, 60 yards on that drive. I want to remind you, fans, so be sure to tune in on a Real Country K-Rig for our coaches' show. We'll be broadcasting live for Arvest Bank in the lobby of downtown Nowata during Nowata Ironman's home games of the season from 1:30 to 2:30 on Wednesday afternoons during the home games right here on K-Rig. The opportunity to visit with head coach Matt Hagemush, and he'll bring a couple of players along with him as well. T.J. Jollison now to kick things off from their own 40-yard line. Here's a kick, a nice kick, and goes over the head of Logan Johnson. And that's a touchback. We don't see that very often.
When's the last time you saw a touchback, Adam?
Exactly. Maybe the first time in 10 years. I don't know. So Oklahoma Union will start from their own 20-yard line. It'll be first and 10.
I think TJ's getting the hang of this kick 'em thing. He did a great job.
Yeah, I think so.
Incidentally, one of the Ironman moms listened to your broadcast from the bank this week on Wednesday and really enjoyed hearing you talk about her son, who is Matthew Holland. She enjoys your program.
Well, thank you very much.
Very informative for Ironman listeners, too, as well.
Absolutely. We just started that this year. Justin Lundy in a shotgun formation. We have some movement, and they're going to throw flags. It looked like that Nowata, were they drawn offside?
And he hits Petey Knight right in the backside with a flag. Petey turned around looking like, what?
So the offside's against Nowata. So it'll be first and 5 from Oklahoma Union's 25-yard line. I always have fun going to Arvest Bank and downtown Nowata for our coaches show, and appreciate all the fine folks, Mike Boltinghouse and the crew, for allowing us to be there on Wednesdays during the home games. Shotgun formation, handoff to their tailback. That's Logan Johnson. He'll go nowhere. He might have gained a yard to the 26-yard line, met up by a whole slew of Ironman players. Looked like the first to get him was Lucas Owens, the king.
The King. King Lucas.
The King of Lucas. So, see, second and 4 from the 26-yard line.
Well, I think any trepidations we had about the Ironman not being focused have washed away in this first half of action.
14-0, Oklahoma Union trails Nowata, 2nd and 4 from the 26. The pass over the head of the attendant receiver, Danny Forgety. First time that the Cougars have passed. Actually, second time. And they're 0-for-2, and they'll now make it 3rd and 4 from the Cougars' 26-yard line. Hey, I want to say a special hello to Becky Birch, our number one fan listening tonight. And she told me, she texted me that hope to be back by next week or not 2 weeks. 3 wide receivers to the right, 1 on the left on a 3rd and 4. Lundy now throws to his left and overthrows his intended receiver to Cale Perdue. He was well covered by Cody Smith, and it'll be another 3 and out for the Cougars.
Yeah, he would have had to thread the needle pretty fine to get that pass in there. Cody had great coverage step for step with him. I think it must be the socks that Cody's wearing that makes him so fast tonight. Those are something, aren't they? I don't even have to describe that for our radio listeners.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what they are, if they're even socks.
Well, I think it's some of that Under Armour that we weren't fortunate enough to have when we played.
Danny Forgety back to punt for the Cougars. Here's a snap. Here comes the pressure, and that's partially blocked. And that will be down at the 34-yard line. So Nowata has excellent field position. That may have been partially blocked.
Yeah, I think Terrell Collins got a hand on it, coming right through the middle of the line up there and got a hand on it, made it about a 10-yard punt.
So they'll spot it officially at the 35-yard line. The Ironman's third possession here in the first quarter. 4:31 to go in the first quarter. Nowata on top, 14-0. I'll give you another score that's higher than that here shortly.
I'm
first
sure
and 10 from the 35-yard line. Play action. Smith throws to the middle, and the pass is intercepted. Intercepted at the 15 to the 20, down to the 25-yard line. Dalton Hahn. Actually, Ike House there on the interception. So the first turnover of the day for the Ironman.
You know, and the House came from his free safety position, just kind of playing center field back there. And as Cody looked long trying to get it to Petey over the middle, stepped right in front of that pass and picked it off. And now the Cougars are in business at their own 25.
3 wide receivers to the right, 1 on the left. Lundy in the shotgun formation. Lundy now throws to his right and passes caught by the big tight end, Dalton Hahn, I believe. No, actually, that is
Race Kinzer
there on the reception. I'll have to borrow that because you
go right ahead.
So it'll be 2nd down and 2 now for the Cougars on the 33-yard line.
And a nice pass.
That pass is caught again, and then the ball comes loose at the 48. It's picked up by Ethan Foster to the 45, still on his feet to the 40, and that's where he's down to the 40-yard line. But again, Austin Bright got the reception, and then the fumble on the play, and Ethan Foster returns it to the 40-yard line, but there's a flag on the play at the 41-yard line. Legal block in the back against Nowata.
Well, that was quite a bit of action on that. About a 12-yard pass play to Bright, and then he was popped, and I didn't see who laid the lick. But he fumbled the ball inside the Ironman territory, and Ironman picked up and bring it back to about the 41. They're going to mark off this 10-yard penalty. Take it back to about midfield.
So each team now has one turnover each. They'll spot it at midfield, 1st and 10 at the 50. 3:45 to go in the first quarter, 14-0 favor of the Ironman. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. A receiver on the left side, Cody Smith in a shotgun formation. Callahan in motion, hands off to Terrell Collins, runs to the middle to the 45-yard line in Cougars territory, and again, Ike House there on the stop. Called his name quite a bit. He's a pretty good little player. He's a 6-foot, 140-pound junior.
Terrell looks very fresh running the ball tonight, doesn't he?
Sure does. Had a huge game last week at Commerce. Coming in here, Collins rushing for 579 yards. Two wide receivers to the left, one on the right. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith on second and four from the 44-yard line. And it off to Collins again. Big hole to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. Terrell Collins, his second rushing touchdown of the night. This time a 44-yard run, and Nowata increases their lead 20-0.
I tell you what, I forgot how fast that young man was till he hit dead even with the safeties and just hit that extra passing gear, and he was gone to the races. 44 yards in a heartbeat.
And two plays, 50 yards. T.J. Johnson will attempt the extra point. His first one was blocked. See what he'll do here. A snap. The kick on its way, and it is good. Timeout on the field. 2:51 to go in the first quarter. And your score, it is Nowata 21 and Oklahoma Union nothing. Back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Nowata Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, Nowata wants it all. They got all the points right now. 21-0, Nowata on top of Oklahoma Union. And it didn't take long after an Oklahoma Union fumble. Two plays, 50 yards.
Yeah,
on a Terrell Collins 44-yard run.
Sorry, Adam. The thing about it is looks like the Cougars were just getting that passing game into gear when that turnover happened and snuffed the life out of them at midfield. T.J. Donaldson will tee it up for the Ironman. Again, kicking left to right on your radio dial. And looks like Logan Johnson back deep to receive for the Cougars once again.
So Nowata has scored three of their four possessions here in the first quarter. Here's Donaldson's kick.
Another
line
good one.
Drive kick. And this time it's caught at the 15, to the 20, to the 25, down to the 30, 35-yard line. A nice return there by
Logan Johnson, I believe. He handles quite a bit of the load for that Cougar offense.
So Nowata will be back on defense. Here comes Oklahoma Union on their offense, first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. They'll send two wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Shotgun formation for Justin Lundy. Lundy, quarterback, actually a handoff to Logan Johnson, and Johnson may have gained a yard to the – actually did not gain a yard back to the original yard of scrimmage. Petey Knight there on the stop.
Say what, that interior of that Ironman line is just almost immovable tonight.
You know, Oklahoma Union has not even had a first down yet.
You are correct.
So it'll be second down and 10 from the Cougars' 35-yard line. Three wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Lundy now goes to pass, and he's not going anywhere. He's going to be sacked at the 28-yard line. First to get him was Petey Knight there to slow him down. Also got an assist there by Jacob Barnes. So a loss of five. It'll make it third and 15 from the 30-yard line. Clock rolling with 1:40 to go in the first quarter. 21-0 favor of Nowata.
And previously, the Cougars would take that little one-step drop and quick passes, and he tried to do a three-step drop that time, and Petey Knight dropped him.
So it'll be third down and 15 from the 30-yard line. Three wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Here's a snap. Lundy going back to pass, being pressured, and the pass is incomplete. Actually hit a linesman. It hit a linesman, looked like Jacob Lauer. The football hit him in the back. And now you're looking
at... You're passing that to who?
Yeah. Fourth and 15 now from the 30. And the Ironman defense will force Oklahoma Union to punt the ball away.
Fogarty again back deep to kick for the Cougars. Wyatt Sanders right at midfield for the Ironman.
There's a snap. Here comes the pressure. And it's blocked. The punt is blocked again. And it recovered at the 20-yard line. I think coming up the football was Tylen Lydell. So another blocked punt for Oklahoma Union. And Nowata gets excellent field position at the Cougars' 20-yard line with a 1:12 to go in the first quarter.
And Adam, once again, that pressure just came right up central and just couldn't stop him. And now we have first and 10 at the Cougar 20-yard line.
Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Two wide receivers to the left. Now the snap. Smith throws to the middle, and it's incomplete. A little bit low for Zen Callahan. And it's now second and 10.
Well, Zen just runs a little slant that time. He's wide open because the linebacker didn't slide over and cover the slot. He was a good 7 yards off the line of scrimmage and a good 10 yards off Zen that time. Just bad communication between the receiver and quarterback. Cody should have spotted him.
Dean Knight out of the ball game. Here comes Archie Agnew. He'll line up to the left side. It'll be second and 10 from Oklahoma Union's 20-yard line. Cody Smith in a shotgun formation. Three wide receivers, two on the right. The snap hands it off to actually quarterback keeper Cody Smith to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5. Good night, Milwaukee. Touchdown, Ironman. Cody Smith on a 20-yard run to the right side. And Milwaukee increases their lead 27-0. 1:01 to go in the first quarter. And that, my friends, is the first rushing touchdown of the season for Cody Smith.
Must be those new socks. He looked fast.
TJ Donaldson will attempt the extra point. There's a snap. Ball kicked on its way. Is it long enough? And it is good. Timeout on the field, 1:01 to go in the first quarter. It's all Nowata as they lead Oklahoma Union 28-0. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. The Harlem Shake. Well, it didn't take very long for Nowata to score after that blocked punt. Two plays, 20 yards. Cody Smith on a 20-yard run, his first rushing touchdown this season. Halftime at Dewey. Ouch. I'm glad we're not there, my friend. I feel for Dewey and all the fans. Locust Grove 68, Dewey nothing at half.
Wow.
That is not fun. That kind of reminds me of last year.
Oh, yes. The good news is they run the clock in the second half.
That's what they have been telling me, thanks to Coach Mark Smith to give me those scores. Here's a kick by T.J. Donaldson, a line drive kick. And it's caught there at the 15, to the 20, to the 25, down at the 30-yard line. Again, nice return by Logan Johnson. So Oklahoma Union will see what they can do here from their own 30-yard line. Actually, 31-yard line to be exact.
68-0, huh?
Yes, sir.
Aye, aye, aye.
By the way, we'll be with Dewey next week as they travel to Kellyville to take on the Ponies. We'll have that game for you 6:30 next Friday night from Kellyville. Three wide receivers for Oklahoma Union, one on the left. Shotgun formation for Justin Lundy. Actually, it's not Justin Lundy. It's going to be a free play. And running back there. It is Justin Lundy.
Yeah, we had a wrong jersey number earlier. Yes, it's Lundy.
Okay.
Same old song and dance.
Well, it was a bad snap. Lundy, quarterback keeper, ended up getting it, lost a yard. They'll make it second and 11 from the 30.
But he kept his life.
Yeah, he did.
He was running for it.
He was running for his life. Good job that front four, that Nowata defense. Receiver on each end, second down and 11 from the 30-yard line. Lundy in a shotgun formation. Handoff is to Logan Johnson. He'll sweep to the right. Actually, then he'll go to the middle to the 35, dives to the 38-yard line.
Actually, it's a nice run.
Nice run there. And that will be the final play in the first quarter. We're 3-1 in your score. Nowata 28 and Oklahoma Union nothing. Back after this 60-second break, you're listening to Nowata Ironman Football here on Real Country, 104.9 FM, KRIG, Nowata Bartlesville. Used to be a baby, used to be a lady. Hand off there to Logan Johnson, and he should have enough for the first down. He crossed the 40 to the 41-yard line and does have a Oklahoma Union first down. That's the first one of the night. Just underway here at Nowata Ironman Memorial Stadium. They'll spot the ball at the 41-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Cougars have their own 41. A receiver on each end. Lundy in a shotgun formation. Play action. Actually, handoff this time is...
Logan Johnson.
Logan Johnson.
Yeah,
he's gonna lose second about, and 10 from the 41.
He'll lose about 6 on the carry, it looks like.
Actually, a loss of 6. Be second and 16 from the 35-yard line. Cougars break the huddle. They'll send a receiver on each side. Under center again, Justin Lundy. Lundy now goes to pass, rolls to his right, breaks one tackle, breaks another. Now he'll roll to his left, and he's crushed immediately at the 38-yard line.
He eluded. Wyatt Sanders finally got him.
Wyatt Sanders along with Lucas Owens there on the assist. Halftime at Bixby. It's Bixby 21, Bartlesville 14 at half.
Good game.
We knew that would be a good game. So it'll be third and 13 on that 3-yard gain to the 38-yard line. Two wide receivers, actually three wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Shotgun formation for Lundy. Lundy now throws to his left, and a pass incomplete. And we got a late flag on the play. There was some contact between the intended receiver, Cale Perdue, and it looks like Cody Smith.
Adam, I'm no official, but I thought they were running step for step unless there was some arm fighting going on there we couldn't see. But
man, the coaches for Nowata are having a hard time with that, believing that. And it's going to be a pass interference call against Oklahoma. Actually, Nowata will give the Cougars a first down.
Well, it looked like he was running stride for stride with him.
Sure did.
And that'll be a 15-yarder.
And he'll put the ball at Nowata's 47-yard line. They'll make it first and 10 for Oklahoma Union.
That's the third penalty against the Ironmen and the second first down for the Cougars.
Two wide receivers to the right, one on the left, a shotgun formation for Justin Lundy. Now a man in motion coming. And they'll hand it off to the man in motion. That is Cale Perdue. And Perdue runs to the middle to the 45 to the 44-yard line. Again, Lucas Owens on the stop.
Jackson Straw did a nice job coming off his block to help with that tackle as well.
Now spotted at the 44-yard line, a gain of 3, make it 2nd and 7. 9:45 to go at halftime, 28-0, favor of Nowata. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
A little life in the Cougars, wouldn't you say?
It's probably their best offensive threat they've had over here. Here's Cale Perdue again, and he won't go anywhere. He loses a couple of yards to the 45-yard line. Jackson Straw was the first to get him. And also Wyatt Sanders on the stop. Now we got a timeout on the field. Timeout Oklahoma Union with 9:22 to go to halftime. And again, Oklahoma Union trailing Nowata 28-0.
I can say, how about some sponsors,
yeah,
Adam?
Yeah, we want to thank our sponsors here tonight. Rocky Top Energy, Nowata Can, RVS Bank of Nowata, Jane Phillips of Nowata, Green Country Medical, Regent Bank, Tri-County Technology Center, and by Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck. Also coming up in halftime, we'll have our area team spotlight. This week, we are spotlighting Wesleyan Christian Mustangs and head coach Nathan England. And this year's area team spotlight brought to you by the Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers.
We're going to have to bring some Freddy's samples with us, I think.
I think we're going to have to.
One of our sponsors, Dr. Coggle, I know listens to the broadcast. And we certainly hope he's not here in the stands, that he's tuning in and listening to us tonight. Glad to have him not only as a listener, but as one of the longtime sponsors of Nowata Ironman football.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening, Doc. By the way, you may have to take a look at Tim. He's been kind of woozy here for a little while.
Yeah, living legends are a dying breed. I ain't felt real good lately myself.
Just kidding, buddy. 3rd and 9 from the 46-yard line, Oklahoma Union with the ball. Here's a pass, and it's incomplete.
Oh, he had him.
Cannon McCune was the intended receiver. And it will be 4th and 9 for the Cougars from Nowata's 46-yard line. And
McCune ran that little slant very well. He probably should have had the first down.
I think Rick Winbigler really has no option. Go for it here. You got nothing to lose. You're down 28-0.
Well,
I think they're going to punt this ball.
I think you're right.
They're sending Danny Fogarty back to punt. Of course, he had two of his kicks blocked. Getting great pressure, though, by that Nowata front seven. Here's a snap.
Oh,
a low snap. And Fogarty's going to run the ball, but he's not going anywhere. He is stopped at the 45-yard line. Jackson Straw, along with Lucas Owens, Petey Knight was there.
You know, and if you're going to have that kind of misfortune on a punt, why not just throw the ball down there and let him intercept it, at least get him deeper in the territory? That's not a very good effort.
So they'll spot it at Oklahoma Union's 46-yard line. Again, Nowata has excellent field position. So 1st and 10 from Oklahoma Union's 46-yard line. They'll send a receiver on each end. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. The snap. Smith going back to pass. He throws it long. And the pass is incomplete. It was way underthrown by Cody Smith. The intended receiver, I believe, was
maybe Wyatt Sanders. Well, had three of them down there. Take your pick, Adam.
Yeah, there were about three of them. And Lydell, along with Zen Callahan, was in the area.
What little breeze there is, I think Cody was throwing right into that. The ball got to the peak of its flight, and it just kind of died a little bit.
So it'll be 2nd and 10 from Oklahoma Union's 46-yard line. 9:04 to go to halftime. And 28-0 favor of Nowata. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. A receiver on each end. Sanders in motion. Handoff to Terrell Collins. Bumps up one tackler. And that's all he'll get. A gain of 1 yard to the 40, across the 45 to the 44-yard line. And a couple of Cougar players there to make the stop. I think the first to get him was Craig Owens, along with Danny Fogarty.
Danny Fogarty from that left defensive end position.
So it'll be 3rd down and 8 from the 44-yard line. Clock running with 8.5 to go to halftime. In Oklahoma Union trailing 28-0. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Two wide receivers to the right. They'll give to Zen Callahan, pass caught to the 40, 35, 30, 25, and knocked out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Zen Callahan went through two Cougar players, boom, right down the middle, and gains about 24.
You're right, exactly 24 yards on that nice reception. He did all the work on his own.
So it'll be 1st and 10. From the Cougars' 20-yard line, two wide receivers to the left side, a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Cody now hands it off to Terrell Collins. bumps one tackle, runs to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, knocked out of bounds at the 8-yard line. Swept to the right side was Mr. Terrell Collins. It should be enough for an Ironman first down. It'll be first and goal from the 6-yard line.
And just excellent speed going around that corner.
That's a 14-yard carry there for Terrell Collins.
And the fifth first down of the half for the Ironman. And knocking on the door once again, leading 28-0.
Two wide receivers to the left side for Nowata. First and goal from Oklahoma Union's 6-yard line. This time a quarterback keep. Actually, Terrell Collins gets it, and he gets in. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. Terrell Collins on a 6-yard run to the right side, and Nowata increases their lead. It was kind of difficult there. I thought they were going to fake it to Collins and let Cody Smith run it in, but Terrell Collins gets another touchdown tonight for the Ironman.
Well, the trifecta, 3 touchdowns for Terrell. He's got 9 carries and 103 yards. Not a bad night at the office. We're halfway through, not even halfway through the game.
Here's a snap, the hold, the kick by T.J. Donaldson is up and barely good. Timeout on the field, 7:43 to go to halftime. It's all Nowata as the Ironman leads Oklahoma Union 35-0. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to Nowata Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, it took 5 plays, 46-yard drive for Terrell Collins to get his 3rd rushing touchdown of the night on a 6-yard run, and Nowata on top 35-0. T.J. Donaldson now to kick things off here for the Nowata Ironman. Want to appreciate everybody listening to us on the radio, 104.9 FM K-Rig, and also online, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Got a lot of listeners listening tonight online who can't make the ball game here this evening. Here's the kick by T.J. Donaldson, a line drive kick.
Man,
and
I think
it's
going to
be an offsides against Nowata.
Yep, there's the signal.
Yeah, offsides against Nowata. At halftime at Bixby, it's, as we mentioned, 21-14 Bixby over Bartlesville here at the half. I want to remind you that every Friday night from 5 to 6 p.m. we'll have our Green Country Kickoff Show on our sister station, Sports Talk 1500 AM KPGM. Yours truly and Evan Farbach will preview of all the area teams and their matchups and their week. It's the Green Country Kickoff Show, Friday nights from 5 to 6 on Sports Talk 1500 AM KPGM.
I was just thinking, as many times as he's kicked off, T.J. Donaldson's leg may be getting tired, and then they come back and make him do it again. Better kick,
though.
Line
drive kick this time, a lot better. Picked up at the 20, to the 25, to the 30, 35, 40, and knocked down at the 45-yard line. Logan Johnson.
Ethan Foster on the tackle for the Ironman kick coverage team, but, boy, I tell you what, he took that a long way before we got any shoulder pads on him. Down to the 45-yard line. Well, good field position for the Cougars. See if they can do anything with it as they trail 35-0. 7:35 to go in the first half as they set up shop first and 10 at their own 45-yard line. Quarterback Justin Lundy brings his boys up to the line. Back to you, Adam.
Two wide receivers to the right, one on the left, and now Oklahoma Union will call a timeout. They got one left. So 7:18 to go to halftime, 35-0 favor of Nowata. Again, a big thanks to our sponsors here tonight, Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck, Tri-County Technology Center, Region Bank, Green Country Medical, Jane Phillips of Nowata, Arvest Bank of Nowata, Nowata Can, and Rocky Top Energy. Next up for Nowata will be next week as they make that short trip to Chelsea to take on the lovely Green Dragons.
Lovely?
Lovely.
Lovely.
I always call them the lovely Green Dragons.
Now, what makes you do that? What makes them lovely?
Lovely just is on the top of my head or something like that.
Some things you just can't explain, can you?
They're just lovely Green Dragons. That's all there is to it.
But dragons are supposed to be ferocious and scary, not lovely.
Not these dragons. No, they're nice and friendly, and they'll throw up fire up top them.
They'll light your cigarette.
Sure, they will.
Back to live action, please.
First and 10 from the 45-yard line. Three wide receivers to the right. Lundy going back to pass and overthrows his intended receiver, Cale Perdue, to the left. And it'll be second and 10.
That particular pass play didn't look so much like he wanted to complete it as he just wanted to get rid of the ball.
Oh, boy.
The president of your fan club just calls you a dork, I hope.
So...
They'll make you revoke your membership in the KISS Army, too. You better be careful.
Yeah, I think so. And a lot of things, too. Second down and 10 from the 45-yard line. Three wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Shotgun formation for Justin Lundy. Hands it off to Logan Johnson, and he'll cross the 45 to the 47-yard line.
Yeah, that poor guy's had pretty tough sledding all night.
Looked like... Lucas Owens was the first to get him around the area. PD 9. Actually, a gain of 1. He'll make it 3rd and 9 from the 46-yard line. I've still got the giggles.
I can tell.
3rd and 9 from the 46-yard line. And off this time, it's a quarterback keeper. Justin Lundy rolls to the left, and he may have lost a yard. He's tackled immediately at the 45-yard line.
Well, whatever the Cougars have tried has just been ineffective tonight.
So it will be 4th down, it 9 from the 45. Actually, 4th and 10.
Right now they have a net 2 yards rushing in the first half. Part of that's Nowata's defense, too. They're playing very well in that interior.
They're playing extremely well.
Petey Knight, Jacob Barnes, Jackson Straw, and Lucas Owens there on the front four.
Looks like Okome Inyon will go for it, 4th and 9. Lundy going back to pass, breaks one tackle to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, knocked out of bounds at the 40-yard line. A great run there by Justin Lundy, and it gives the Cougars a first down.
And that's the biggest gain of the night, and very well timed.
Actually, they'll spot that officially at the 43-yard line in Nowata's territory. So they'll make it 1st and 10 from Nowata's 43-yard line. 5:45 to go to halftime. 35-0 favor of Nowata. And our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. Shotgun formation for Lundy. Lundy going back to pass. Throws. Pass tipped away and complete.
Yeah, that was intended for McCune on a little slant route.
Looks like the player that tipped away with that was Tylan Lundell. So it'll be 2nd and 10 from the 43-yard line.
You know, he's done a very good job coming in playing linebacker this year. The 6'4", 155 senior didn't even call his name last year, and now he's out there as an outside linebacker by the Ironman and having himself a fine season, as you said, made the play on that ball.
2nd and 10 now from the 43-yard line. Man in motion. Hands it off to Logan Johnson. Barrels down the middle to the 40-yard line. Lucas Owens, the king, makes the stop. Hail to the king. Well, I'm on fire here, folks.
You are. I wish I had some water to throw on you.
From a lovely green dragon to
King Lucas. Lo, the king approaches.
3rd down and 7 from the 40-yard line. Oh, gee, and E.
Gonna go back.
Off this time.
Oh,
is the quarterback keeper this time. Lundy runs to his left to the 40 to the 38-yard line.
And rudely escorted out of bounds by Terrell Collins after a gain of about one.
Guess who my number one think just called me a dork again?
Not going to get a lot of argument out of me, right?
Oh, no. Fourth and six from the 39-yard line. Oh, my.
You know, it kind of gets this way sometimes when the game is not close.
No.
I'll give it to the Cougars, though. They're not, they've not lost their fight. They're
no,
still
they haven't.
Staying in there.
Fourth and four. Actually, fourth and six. Lundy breaks one tackle, spins around to the 38. They won't go anywhere this time as he'll be slaughtered by a wall of Ironman players to the 37-yard line.
I don't know who he got chest-to-chest there with, but they just swallowed him up. And
looked like Lucas Owens was along with Jackson Straw. So that fourth down conversion, no good for Oklahoma Union, and ball back to the Ironman. It'll be first and 10.
Yeah, but it was still better than, it's still better than their punts.
Yeah. .440 to go to halftime and counting.
Worst field position. No one has had in a while.
See if they can take advantage of this here. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Callahan in motion. They're going to hand it off to Sanders. He loses the ball, but he picks it up from the 40, 45, 50. He's gone. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. Wyatt Sanders. A 63-yard run to the left side after he dropped the football, picked it up, and he went bye-bye. I think he saw a green dragon and just tried to chase him down there.
That was the old Michael Swally play where you drop it on the ground, pick it up, and take it 63 yards for a touchdown. We have two 100-yard rushers tonight now as Wyatt Sanders just went over 137 yards on three carries.
And that is his second rushing touchdown tonight. Here's a snap. The ball kicks on its way, and it's good. So timeout on the field, 4:15 to go to halftime. It's Nowata 42 and Oklahoma Union nothing. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to Nowata Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, it didn't take long, fans, when Nowata got the ball and Wyatt Sanders on a one play, 63-yard drive, actually a 63-yard run.
You're going to say the only thing long about that was the run, Adam. By the way, Gene Simmons called. He wants his membership card back.
He who did?
Gene Simmons.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he wants his Kiss Army membership card back.
You know, I'm on a kissing club myself.
Yeah. I don't think candy kisses is what we're talking about. Oh, hello.
Whoa.
Okay.
They turn on the overhead.
I've seen the light.
I have seen the light.
You know, one thing about it, I'll say all these guys look better in the dark up here in this restaurant.
Yeah. And TJ Donaldson will kick things off from the 40. And a squiggly kick picks up to the 25, to the 30, to the 35-yard line. And Logan Johnson. It's a new player. It's going to be John Baker there on the kickoff return.
First chance he's got to bring one back tonight. Give Logan a rest.
They're going to spot the ball, I think, at the 35-yard line at Oklahoma Union's territory.
You are correct.
We got to see if the Cougars can do something here with 4:10 to go to halftime and Nowata on top 42-0. Matter of fact, as I mentioned in our pregame, Nowata in the last 3 years have outscored Oklahoma Union 133-0.
And you know that defensive unit knows that figure as well.
There's a snap, and boom, down he goes. Logan Johnson gets sandwiched at the 32-yard line, met up by three Ironman players, including Jacob Barnes.
They give him some forward progress, so only a loss of three. You know, the Ironman defense are well aware of that goose egg that they've, no one nobody's allowed a point in all the years they played Oklahoma Union, and they don't want it to change tonight. That's the motivating factor on this defensive unit.
So it'll be second and 13. Ball at the 32-yard line. Two wide receivers to the left side, one on the right. Play action. Lundy throws, and the pass is caught. Nice catch there at the 40-yard line. Archie Agnew with the stop, but again, Cannon McCune on a nice reception there for the Cougars. Gets them back to about 5 yards short of the first down.
I'll tell you what, and Adam Lundy threw that sucker on a rope. That had some zip on it.
Sure did. Kenan McKenna, a pretty good little athlete as well, 6 foot, 170-pound senior. This time the Cougars will have three wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Shotgun formation for Justin Lundy on third and five. Lundy throws to his left and overthrows his intended receiver, Cale Perdue. He was well covered there by Cody Smith. And now you're looking at fourth and five for the Cougars.
How many times have they tried that same play tonight, Adam?
About 5 times.
How many times has it been successful?
Zippo, except for a pass interference call.
Exactly. But they got to give them credit to keep going back to the well.
Well, sometime Clint Hallett's right. Sometime they're going to get that right.
I tell you what, Cody Smith has not ever been fooled on it tonight. He's been, even on the pass interference, he has been step for step with Cale Perdue out there on the left side.
Cougars will go for it. Fourth and five from their own 40-yard line. Three wide receivers to the right. Pass is incomplete, and Justin Bright was the intended receiver. Actually, that's not
Kinzer.
That's
fullback.
Race Kinzer was the intended receiver.
I tell you what, Lundy put enough heat on that one. I think it took the paint off Kinzer's helmet.
Yeah, he's not a bad thrower.
He zipped that rascal.
So Nowata will take over on downs, first and 10 from Oklahoma Union's 40-yard line. With 2:32 to go to halftime, 42-0 favor of Nowata. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
Anything new on the Dewey score?
Well, the last I heard was 68-0 at half, according to Mark Smith. Hadn't had an update since. Probably you're going to do a running clock,
continuous,
I guess.
Continuous clock. Looks like we got a timeout, Ironman.
So timeout, Nowata with 2:32 to go to halftime, 42-0 favor of Nowata. Big thanks to our sponsors here tonight, Rocky Top Energy, Nowata Can, Arvest Bank of Nowata, Jane Phillips of Nowata, Green Country Medical, Regent Bank, Tri-County Technology Center, and by Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck. Along with Dave Waddell back in studios, Tim Howell, I'm Adam Hooper. Homecoming 2015 here at Nowata Ironman Memorial Stadium.
Well, I think we're going to have a better ending for the Ironman homecoming than we had last week at Dewey. That was kind of a heartbreaker. They fought Webster down to the wire, and it didn't turn out well for the Bulldoggers. We've got where do we go next week, Adam?
Next week we go to Kellyville.
Kellyville.
As the Dewey Bulldoggers will be at Kellyville. First time I've ever been to Kellyville, which is just west of Tulsa.
Well, it'll be an interesting trip. We used to go there for basketball games when my kids were in school. It'll be an interesting trip back to Ponyland.
I got to ask you, are you going to buy me dinner?
Yeah, I'm going to put it on my expense account.
Okay. All right.
I got the Kevin Potter gold card.
First and 10 from Oklahoma Union's 40-yard line. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Cody going back to pass. Cody throws to the middle. Has a man open. Caught at the 25, to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. Xavier Mathis on a 40-yard touchdown pass. His first receiving touchdown of the season for Xavier Mathis. And Nowata increases their lead 48-0.
Wow. Xavier showed some good moves after he caught the ball, eluding tacklers and taking it all the way into the end zone. Donaldson lines up for the extra point again for the Ironman.
Here's a snap, the hold, a kick on its way. This one's no good.
Not enough gas on that one.
They're wearing out the kicking lower leg for T.J. Donaldson. So timeout on the field, 2:22 to go to halftime. It's Nowata 48, and Oklahoma Union nothing. Back after this 30-second timeout, you're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, that didn't take long for Nolwater to, on one play, 40-yard drive, Xavier Mathis, his first receiving touchdown of the season, a 40-yard touchdown reception from Cody Smith. As a matter of fact, for Cody, that's his ninth passing touchdown of the season. That'll up his numbers quite a bit with 2:22 to go to halftime, 48-0, Nolwater on top. As we mentioned, next week, Nolwater traveling to Chelsea to take on those lovely Green Dragons. And then they're off on fall break before going back to action against Caney Valley. That's their next home game.
The lovely Trojans?
Yeah. There's a kick by Donaldson, a squid kick. Gets it at the 40, to the 45, to the 47-yard line.
I think that was Lundy on the return, the quarterback.
Actually, yeah, it's going to be Justin Lundy there on the return. Getting pretty good field position for Oklahoma Union, but if not taking advantage of it, that'll be from the Oklahoma Union's 49-yard line. They're in the fourth quarter at Dewey. It's 68-6. Dewey trailing Locust Grove. The clock is running. Here's a snap. Lundy going back to pass. Throws a pass. Nice pass. Caught the 50. 45, 40. Down at the 36-yard line. It looks like that time Logan Johnson on the reception.
That was a kind of interesting play. It looked like he started towards the line of scrimmage and then passed it directly sideways.
So
about 14 yards.
No, what is 37-yard line?
Nice 14-yard pickup and a first down for the Cougars.
Clock rolling with a 1:50 to go to halftime. 48-0 favor of Nolwater. Low snap. Lundy. And Lundy's not going anywhere. He is down at the 42-yard line by Jackson Straw to get him there. Matter of fact, Nolwater's leading tackler this year, Petey Knight. Probably no surprise there. And he came in tonight with 14 solo tackles.
You know, when that snap hit the ground and Lundy had to pick it up and then look up, you know, he had to think, oh, geez, not again, because he had Petey Knight bearing down on him.
Second and 13 from Nolwater's 40-yard line. Three wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Lundy on a bad snap. Lundy and can't get away. He's down immediately at the 49-yard line. Petey Knight along with Lucas Owens there to make the assist on the sack.
Just a bad snap, and it got by him by a good 3 foot before he was able to.
They'll spot the ball at the 48-yard line at the loss of 8. They'll make it 3rd and 21. They got to get to the 28-yard line for a first down.
Yeah,
clock rolling with 30 seconds to go to halftime.
3rd and about to Lala.
Yeah. Or Chelsea.
Lovely.
The lovely Green Dragon territory. 3rd and 21 from the 46-yard line. Ironman showing blitz. The snap. Lundy throws to his left, and the pass is incomplete. Batted away there by Cody Smith. Cale Perdue, the intended receiver. So now you're looking at 4th and 21 from the 46-yard line.
Well, they went to that streak route down the left side again with one-on-one coverage of Cody Smith. And again, he was up to the task. 10 seconds to go in the first half, and it's been a long one for the Cougars.
Well, what do you do if Cougars go in the locker room down 48-0? It's just, I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, you come out and try to get to the next series.
4th and 21 from Nolwater's 46-yard line. There's a snap. Lundy throws a screen pass, caught by Logan Johnson to the 50 and crosses the 48-yard line. And that will be the final play of the first half. At halftime, it's all Nowata. It's Nowata 48 and Oklahoma Union nothing. 48-0. Nowata on top of Oklahoma Union at halftime. We will begin our halftime activities in 2 minutes. You're listening to Nowata Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig.